Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come on, Raymond. Come on, you city little hound. They don't look too impressed.
Ray, where's Bez?
Come on.
This week on Walking the Dog, Ray and I popped to the beautiful Herefordshire countryside to visit the one and only Bez from the Happy Mondays and his two dachshunds, Snoop and Yoko. Bez didn't just take us for a walk. He took us for basically an SAS training session through undergrowth and brambles and nettles. I mean, respect, this man is not messing about with walks. But I have to say, it was completely worth it because Bez is a total diamond and he's had the most incredible incident-packed life, which you'll hear all about. And if you want to know more about his story, do check out his brilliant new memoir, Buzzin' by Bez, which is pretty unputdownable. I'll stop talking now and hand over to the man himself. Here's Bez and Snoop and Yoko and Ray.
Come on, you two, out. We're going now. Stop being cowardly. Oh. Right, get them out. Come on, Raymond, out. Good dog. He's well behaved, isn't he?
Bez, we haven't started yet. Do you know, Bez, I think Raymond gets on well with your two, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
What do you think so far?
Yeah, he's getting on really well. It's because they're both little. Oh. They've got the same size legs. What is he then? is he energetic? Is he a good walker?
He's like you in the step-on days.
Is he? Right, well, there you go. We're in.
He's mad for it.
Yeah. What sort of dog is he?
He's an Imperial Shih Tzu.
Right. So you're posh Shih Tzu then. Imperial one.
Posh little shit, I call him. Bez, what a picturesque place you live in.
Yeah, it's lovely. I've lived here for, I think it's 8 or 9 years now.
Come on, Ray. Ray, follow Bez. Bez, can you call him?
Raymond, come on.
He came to you, Bez. You've got the authority.
I know.
Come on.
It's not like these two who just ignore me. I meant to bring a ball, but I couldn't find the ball. I don't know what she's done with it. She likes chasing balls.
Oh, he really likes them. Well, Bez, I am so thrilled to be here and have you on Walking the Dog. This is very exciting because I'm a huge fan of yours and I'm already a huge fan of your two dogs.
Well, so, nice one, thank you. So I bet Raymond's had made friends all over the place then, has he? Come on, Raymond.
Oh, Bez.
He's got to get, he might not be able to get across his cattle grid. Ray. Might just fly across him, but.
Do you know what, Bez? I think he would have fallen in.
Yeah, he would. They used to fall in, but they're quite good at getting across there now.
So, Bez. Yeah. So we're in the Hereford countryside and it's beautiful here. And I'm with Bez. Bez, can you introduce me to your two beautiful dogs?
Yeah, well, that's Yoko. The female, she keeps having phantom pregnancies for some weird reason. She keeps growing boobs and getting fat every time she's been on heat.
So it's Yoko and Snoop.
Snoop, yeah. And what are you rolling in?
Yoko and Snoop. And they look like sausage dogs to me.
Yeah, the little Dachshund sausage dogs.
And why did you specifically want to get Dachshunds?
Well, it was more for me wife than for myself, because she wanted Dachshunds. But I never thought I'd love a little dog in my life. I can't believe that I love a little dog. But it's our first ever dogs ever I've had in my life. And they're such characters. And I can't believe that I'm actually in love with these little hounds. And they're really good hunters as well, the pair of them, yeah.
Yeah, because I've got to be honest, people in the country, I always think that if you have this rural lifestyle, you'll have a Labrador or a big sort of dog that will go leaping across the land. Oh, we're gonna navigate a gate now with Bez.
Come on then, gate.
I can do it,
gate
Bez.
Navigation.
Come on,
Raymond. Come on. Come on, mate. It's not used to mudding. It's going to get worse as well as we go on.
I think it's good for him. So, what were we saying? Oh, yeah. So I expected you to have, because you live sort of in the countryside, I expected you to have one of those huge countryside dogs, I suppose, like a Labrador or something. Or why little dogs?
Because my wife, she wanted little Dachshunds. So that's what we ended up with. And they are actually really good country dogs as well.
Yeah.
And, they love the countryside, they love digging, they love being out, and you'll see them in a bit chasing the wildlife about the place. Got a Raymond.
Come on, Ray.
He's not sure about the grass. I think you might have to end up carrying him at this rate.
I will, Bez. We end up. Come on, he can follow us, he's fine. So, Bez, you didn't have any pets growing up?
No. My mum and dad hated dogs. Well, they didn't hate them, but just didn't want them in the house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't have a dog until, like, I was in my 50s. These are my first hounds. And I would just love them. I couldn't imagine life without them.
Well, you remind me, you've got a sort of doggy energy, and I mean that in a good way, because I think dogs are very loyal, which I think you are. I think they forgive, which I think you do.
And daft.
And they've got a lot of energy, which I think it's fair to say you have.
Come on, mate. Come on. You're going to get left behind. Come on, mate, you can do it.
So, Bez, I've been reading your brilliant book,
which is about to
come out, which I really love. Such an extraordinary life you've had. And
that's only a fraction of it, what I could actually remember.
And what the lawyers would probably let you say. But it starts, I want to go back a bit to your childhood, just to give people a sense of some of the standout moments. And you grew up in, Manchester, you were in Bolton originally.
Well, I was born in Bolton, but I grew up in Salford.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed my childhood. It was like really, really good. It's always full of adventure. We're always up to something every day. There was never a dull moment. But it's back in the days when kids used to play out, even as young, like 7-year-olds used to all be out in the street. Not like they are these days.
And your dad was a policeman, is that right?
Yeah, he was. He was a big disciplinarian type fella, which obviously didn't bode well with me as I was growing up.
Was he very strict then, Bez?
Yeah, he tried to be, but it backfired on him. He could have handled it differently and it might have worked out better, but I'm not one to grumble, and it was the making of me today, the man I have become today.
And you had a sister as well?
Yes.
So you, your sister, and your mum and your dad. You were sort of a naughty kid, I suppose. You would have been classed as.
Yeah, I was naughty from like a very young age, really. Like, from the moment I started at school, I was getting into trouble. And the first major incident I remember was the packet of crisps one, where I got given money for crisps and ended up biting the teacher because I didn't have enough money for the crisps. And that was like from that moment on, like my school life never went well. But my school life was littered with like little incidents like that, really.
Were your parents constantly being called up to the school, Bez, and told he's done it again, or?
Yeah, I was constantly in trouble, but I was always really nice with it as well. They weren't like officious. Naughty. I was always like pleasantly naughty, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you've always had charisma, that's your thing. So if you've got charisma, you can get away with an awful lot.
And I think, knowing today's terms, I would have been diagnosed with one of these mad things what all the kids seem to have these days.
Bez, Sean Ryder, we should say, your Happy Mondays bandmate and friend and Gogglebox co-star, he feels you definitely do have ADHD because he has it.
Well, he judges himself. He always tries to tar me with the same brush as what he's been tarred with. But like you say, I'm not really interested. It's like, but back in the day when we were kids, there was no, it wasn't a thing.
Mm.
It's a recent modern phenomenon.
Oh, isn't this a lovely field? Oh, Bez, what's that? Oh, what? Isn't it pretty, that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just overgrown field.
Oh, but I like it.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of hay in there as well, what has come back from previous crops and
that. Oh, Bez, look at this. It is stunning.
Wow. And that, this hill there, which is quite a big hill, there's supposed to be 7 witches living on it at any one time, according to local folklore. I don't know if there's any truth in
that. Do you believe that?
Well, it's that sort of country where they're all into that sort of weird witchy stuff, you know what I mean? So there probably is some sort of, like, cackling witch around the cauldron.
Well, there's one here. You just invited one down there. So I'm getting this impression you're a bit naughty, but I'm sensing sort of lovable rogue.
Yeah, that's what I try to be.
And
the lovable rogue.
And your sister, who of course is kind of the polar opposite, because she's very academic, isn't she?
She's really academic. But every now and again, we throw up a really clever one in our family. Just that the gene just seems to have missed me for some weird reason. But there's odd members of the family who are highly intelligent. And then you get like throwbacks like myself.
Did she become a lawyer? Did she go to Oxford?
Yeah, she went to Oxford. She went to law school. She's a high-flying business lawyer in the city.
Wow.
And she's done really well for herself.
And were you close to her, Bez, growing up?
Yeah, so I'm really close to her. I've got a really good relationship with all my family. For aunties and uncles, cousins.
And you started, obviously, when you're naughty, a kid, and you, as you say, you were rebellious, that then, if you continue, which you did to be naughty, that can then start to get you into a bit more serious trouble, can't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've got into, I fell in with the wrong crowd, and obviously, growing up in Salford, it was like that. And I think a lot of kids fall into the same trap. And I think, again, it's down to engineering and circumstance with growing up. But kids grow up thinking you've got to be bad to be cool, you know what I mean? Mm. And I got caught up in all that, keeping up with my peers. And because, it was like everybody was doing that sort of lifestyle of my age.
And when you say lifestyle, what, it's just like a bit of thieving?
Yeah, thieving, just motorbikes, cars. You used to do all sorts of mad shit as kids, you know what I mean? Even we had Bulmer's cider, we had Schweppes there. So it was always every time we had a party, we used to go and visit Bulmer's and Schweppes for our booze and all that. It was just normal.
You broke into a golf club.
Yeah, that's the first time I got caught. It was like a golf club thing. And the first time I ever made front page news, unfortunately.
Yeah, because you weren't famous then, obviously, but you would have been, how old were you at the time? Probably teenager?
16, yeah.
And it said that you'd, it was such a great headline, wasn't it? It said something like,
shed dweller in a £6,000 raid.
And why were you a shed dweller?
Well, because I lived homeless from like 16 to 22. So it took me like a long time to be able to get my shit together and get in a place of my own. So
did you just leave home at 16 then?
No, I got kicked out. And as soon as I was of legal age, my bags were packed and was sent on my way.
Was that, and both your parents just said?
Yeah, they had enough of me. They couldn't handle me anymore. Because, like, obviously, I was totally, you know, unruly and out of control.
Do you look
and they thought that might have brought me to my senses, but it never did.
Do you look back on that? Do you see it from a parental? Now you've got kids of your own.
Well, no, because I did things differently, you know what I mean, from my parents, you know.
Yeah.
I've learned from their mistakes, if it's so to say. What I'm going to do is go through these woods here, because it's full of brambles this way.
What a lovely walk. Come on, Ray, let's follow Bez.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you got kicked out and you were living partly, you escaped to your, you were living at your nan's
for a while. Yeah, well, I lived at my nan's for a bit. Both my nanas put me up for a while. But, obviously, that restrictive family lifestyle didn't suit what I was doing at the time.
Mm.
And I preferred to live in a shed at the bottom of my mate's garden.
And so you were living, it was your friend's mum had let you live in the shed, and that's when you were stealing from the golf club.
I got into loads of trouble. I was out drinking, just enjoying being a kid, basically, with absolutely no restriction whatsoever, which kind of, like, how I wanted to live my life at the time. It was, don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad. I actually loved, it was highs and lows, you know what I mean? Because I've had to sleep rough, then I've slept, sofa surfing a lot, slept rough. Then I went shoveling when I got out of prison, living on beaches.
Yes, I like that you skipped the whole prison when I got out of prison. So you basically after...
Well, I did the detention centre in Borstal, like young offenders prisons.
That must have been really difficult.
And the thing is I never actually... Prison never taught me anything, you know what I mean?
Did it
it's
not?
It's not a place of reform.
Mm.
If people think it's going to reform you, you can think again. It actually doesn't. Come on, Raymond. Come on, you city little hound. They don't look too impressed.
Ray, where's Bez?
Come on.
So, Bez, you went travelling, and one of my favourite parts of your life, which is just before, really, all the Happy Monday stuff started, was when you lived in a cave in Morocco.
Yeah. How
was the cave, Bez?
Well, it's because I ran out of money. I was coming back home and I got caught stealing off the Moroccan. Well, nearly got caught. And I was getting chased through town by the angry fellas with flip-flops all wanting to kill me. So I was hiding out up there, really.
Did you feel when you got back, after you'd come back home from your travelling, this wasn't quite enough, you know, that you didn't want to, nothing had changed, everyone was just still doing the same jobs and...
No, everyone was like exactly where I'd left them 12 months earlier. Nothing had changed at home, everyone was as I left them, you know what I mean? And yeah, and I'd just been on this like 12 months amazing adventure. So that point as well, I'd never been abroad before in my life. So yeah, it was.
Why do you think? Because it sounds like you had something slightly different to a lot of the people you're growing up with, you know, like a, as you say, a sense of adventure or a sense of a slightly different destiny. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, it's because I was always looking for something different today and something new, you know what I mean? I was easily bored, probably.
And it was shortly after this, you started hanging out with Sean Ryder, and you got to know him socially, didn't you?
We both had been sold about each other, and that we had to meet, and we were both a bit standoffish at first. All my friends, the rest of the band, we all went to the same school, so we all knew each other from school. But we somehow, me and Sean, we had the same group of friends, but our paths never crossed.
You then ended up kind of joining the Happy Mondays, but in a slightly random way, which I love.
Yeah, well, Happy Mondays are supporting a new order at the Hacienda, and the band was Happy Mondays was supporting new order, and I was going along, Nose to Watch. Yeah. And I was really excited because, like, New Order were playing, who obviously were like massive band of the time, yeah. Manchester band. And it was like a really exciting moment. I was going watching my friends play with one of the biggest bands ever to come out of Manchester. And throughout that day, we got completely off our heads. And when it came to time to do the gig, Sean was really worried because, he felt like he couldn't do it and he needed like some moral support to help him through the occasion.
Did he just say, Bez, will you come on stage?
Yeah, he goaded me on stage, basically. And I ended up jumping on stage with him, grabbing a pair of maracas and shaking the maracas furiously. And dancing my particular mad dance at the time.
And people loved it.
Well, yeah, it was Tony who suggested that I should join the band.
And should we explain, for anyone who doesn't know, you're talking about Tony H. Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the founder of Factory Records.
Yeah, well, it was a life-changing moment. That night changed my life forever.
Do you remember any of it? Be honest.
Yeah, no, I actually laughed myself to sleep that night.
And then that was it? You were sort of in the band, right?
Yeah, that's it. I've been Happy Monday ever since.
But you and Sean, obviously with the other members, there was Sean's brother as well. I get the sense there was a slight, well, there's not resentment, but...
Yeah, there was a little bit of friction. No, I was always part of the band, but it was when money started getting involved, and I used to always end up having the second most amount of money. So I used to go in and kind of bully the manager a little bit. And when they did the counts at the end of the year, it was always Sean who had the most, and I came in second.
And were they kind of saying, well, hang on, he doesn't write the music?
Yeah, or... yeah, yeah.
And what was your answer to that? Well,
I provided the fives, as they say.
But do you think in some ways that did help the band cross over? Because I always felt, well, you were kind of an entry point that I think people looked at you as well and thought, I could be that guy. And that's what was the secret to your popularity?
Yeah, that's what I figured it out to be or could be. You know what I mean? I've never quite worked it out fully. I don't know the real reason. But that's my presumption, and that's all it is. I don't know if it's true or not, though, but... Come on, Yoko.
Come on. Oh, look, she leapt over it.
Come on. Have a little sniff around the area.
A little cuddle with Bez.
Hello, mate. Oh, who's this? is a snoop.
Come on, you.
It's very lovable, though, isn't it?
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's so gorgeous.
I think you two are really good together.
And my wife would love him. She loves, like, big, flat, fluffy, black, bally things.
That's why she likes you best.
Yeah. I mean, is that coat hard to keep? Do you have to brush him each day?
I do a lot of grooming. So, you're in the band, and at this point, let's be honest, it's all kicking off on the partying front as well, isn't it? Because you can't believe it. You're touring. You've suddenly got a licence to just basically drink and have fun and take drugs.
Yeah, we went for the full debauched rock and roll lifestyle. And we used to watch films like, you know, the David Essex films and all that, you know what I mean? And,
Stardust.
Yeah, Stardust. And all films like that. And, that's the lifestyle we envisioned, you know, full-on rock and roll, debauched, partying. And that's what we perceive rock and roll to be like.
I got the sense that even though you're partying and doing sort of crazy things, you were always able to bounce back. You were almost always able to leave the party in Vegas, as it were, in the way that potentially Sean wasn't.
Yeah,
you know?
I've never had any addictions, really, you know what I mean? The most I've ever been addicted to was weed, and I gave that up in 99. And once I got that monkey off my back, I've never looked back, really.
Do you think it is a monkey?
What, smoking weed, yeah. It makes you angry as well. And
moody,
yeah. Because, you know, when you run out of weed, you're miserable in the morning. And it made me, I realised after, well, it took doing a vision quest. Well, 99, I gave up smoking cigs. Then I'd done this thing called a vision quest. And I gave up weed after I'd done this vision quest, along with everything else as well, meat, the lot. But I've started eating meat and doing other, like, recreational drugs since then, because I went to Glastonbury and I found out just Glastonbury's just not the same place when you're straight. Like, through the week, I don't do anything, and once party time comes, then I'm all in.
And did you feel, come on, Ray.
Here we go. Raymond, come on. he stayed behind.
Bez, I forgot
he
my dog.
He wants picking up, that's what it is. You've spoiled him.
Bez, you've got it in one.
You've spoiled him, he just wants carrying all the same.
I spoiled him. So, at that point, such, as you say, mad stuff was happening to you during this period. You were in a hotel room once, and you were staying in a hotel, and there was one incident where the promoters, you'd had this huge reputation, didn't you? The Happy Mondays, it had already started, this idea. Everyone was a bit like, oh my God, it's the Happy Mondays, brace yourselves. Was there a part of you, do you think, that it was aware that that was almost part of your brand as a band?
Yeah, well, we kind of made it our brand, you know what I mean? Because, like we say, was embracing this rock and roll lifestyle of, debauched madness, you know what I mean? Living life on the edge. And that's the life we all embraced at the time.
Mm. Did you get chatted up by Julia Roberts in a hotel?
I did, yeah. And the great thing about it is, a few months ago, I was doing one of them evenings with, and there was an audience there, and there was somebody in the audience who was actually there when it was all happening, which was great. Sean was there as well. So I have got witnesses. It's like the fish what got away, you know, it was that big.
So tell me what happened when Julia Roberts chatted you up.
Yeah, well, she come up chatting to me. She was flicking her hair, telling me who she was, and we'd actually just watched a movie on the plane on the way over there, No Pretty Woman. Yeah, she actually invited me to go to a car to check out her ID as well, to prove that she was Julia Roberts. But at the time, my partner then at the time was expecting my first son. So obviously it was like just bad timing, really. And obviously I had to say no.
And so you did this album, didn't you, The Happy Mondays? And then it wasn't received as well as your first album.
The Yes Please album. Shall we keep walking?
Yeah, come on. And so when did it all go wrong in terms of you started, the album didn't do so well.
Yeah, well, it's because we was rushed into doing this album.
And Paul Oakenfelt wasn't available.
And yeah, so we went off to Barbados at Eddie Grant's studio. Yeah, there was arguing over money with the implosion of and the bad press we got off the Yes Please album. Everyone started quarrelling, bickering.
Yeah.
And there was a new deal being lined up with EMI, and we felt that Nathan, the manager at the time, he was just after one more pay packet. He didn't really care about the deal. And Sean ended up walking out on him when he was about to sign him and said he was going off for a Kentucky, which was this cold thing, for some more heroin.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, he had cold. We had colds for everything.
Then you and Sean formed Black Grape. Did you feel happier in that? Was that, it was...
No, yeah, well Black Grape was...
Black Grape was so successful.
Yeah, well, that was actually the stepping stone. Yes Please, that's when Kermit started working with Sean lyrically. And there was the stepping stones to the future of the band, what everyone missed at the time. And... yeah, Black Grape would have been the next Happy Mondays album. Oh, he don't like walking, does he? He's used to tarmac and... I bet he don't even poo on the grass at all.
You don't seem remotely spoilt or, I suppose, poisoned by fame. And that can happen, can't it, Bez? Why are you sort of...
Well, I don't consider myself to be famous for one. And I've never had any major success really, and we're just like working music. Like we ain't got masses of money. We ain't like rich or anything. You know what I mean? We're not like huge band or thing. We're just like everyday people, and we've never really reached the heavy heights of. Was like being a super band or anything like that. We're just like a cult band, like a cult following. But we've been able to live a really nice life through it all.
But you've lived that life, not necessarily, let's be honest, from the music, because you were really quite badly ripped off, weren't you?
Yeah, we've been ripped off right through the whole of our band life, really, ever since we was like kids. So we've never... possibly earned the money what we should have done.
Wasn't there one point where you were earning like, you'd sold a million albums with Black Grape and you were number one everywhere and you were getting like 18 grand a year or something?
Yeah, no, we just got completely ripped off, you know what I mean? And it was heartbreaking really, because it actually broke the band up as well. And we've never really had luck when it comes to that sort of side of life, you know what I mean? But you know, we've lived a good life, and with the band, like, we go through like extreme highs and extreme lows. We've run the gauntlet of emotion, you know what I mean? So it's not like being a smooth journey. Yeah. It's been one of like massive ups and massive downs.
So you and Sean Ryder, you've almost got a sibling relationship where you're fight like brothers.
Yeah, well we call ourselves like a husband and wife. If it's a sexless marriage we're in. That's what we always say.
What annoys Sean most about you, Bez?
Probably me lucky go nature, you know what I mean? Because I'm always like, no. He always says, Bez, it's fucking Groundhog Day every day with you. And he sometimes can't cope with that side of me. This is the view I was going to bring you to see. And that mountain there, that's where we got engaged on top of that mountain. And we got a little seat here. You can So I had to take it all in.
Yes, this is stunning. No wonder you like it up here. What a beautiful place to live.
Poor Raymond on the table. It's very lovable, isn't it? Like, my dogs are not really like, hey. I can't believe how cute he is. He's really cute, isn't he?
So, I'm just going back to when that must have been quite difficult to go from, you'd been in those bands and then you didn't have money to fall back on. Most people can just retreat into this kind of cloistered lifestyle, do you know what I mean? Whereas, and live off their money. Whereas you were thinking, I've got to go and earn a living now. And you got back into that kind of drug culture a bit after that? After the music finished?
Yeah, yeah, no, that's foolishly I did so, because that was the only life I knew, really, you know what I mean? And I fell back into that way of life. And I was earning money, you know what I mean? But it's not a life you can, it's not money you can really enjoy. It's not like a relaxing thing to do. You know what I mean?
And do you feel stressed all the time, Bez?
Well, it's stressful because when you're doing that like I did, it's not your stuff. You're getting stuff off other people, and it's a lot of responsibility and a lot of money. Yeah. And if anything goes wrong, then you're responsible for it. So there's always that, and there's always the threat of incarceration as well, being locked up. So it's not not exactly the best way to earn a living.
Because even when you were in the band, even when you were in Happy Mondays, you never really left that world. And then I feel you had this incident where you were effectively kidnapped by these kind of drug gangs for 12 hours. You were in a room with held at knife point and gunpoint. And that, I feel that really turned your life around a bit.
Yeah, no, that was a turning point where I walked away from that lifestyle forever. Because I decided there and then, if I can't make a living, an honest living out of being myself, then I may as well just give up, you know what I mean? And that was like the changing point for me forever. And my life's just got better ever since, you know what I mean? I live a better life because of it, and enjoy life more. Like, it was but I'm glad I had to go through that moment.
You can't be, that must have been hideous. How did you not?
So if I didn't go through that moment, I wouldn't have known that it wasn't the right way. Because I always learn my lessons the hard way. I've never been one to take an easy lesson. Snoop, come on. Bye.
Snoop.
Snoop. Bye-bye.
Snoop.
Oh, here he is.
Come on, yay, Snoop.
I always shout bye to him and they always come running if they're ignoring me.
Bez, where are you taking us? I mean, this is full on, Bez.
It's a country life for you. Yeah. And luckily, fashion don't matter around here.
So, I always get the sense that you never felt entirely comfortable. You did Celebrity Big Brother and you won it. And you were great on it. Probably because you were, I suppose, it's quite authentic and yourself, and you're quite a straight talker, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the thing about the Big Brother experience for me at the time was that, because I've never watched the show, well, I'll just put you down, I'll pick you up, my pants are falling down, it's not a good look. I've lost my string out my tracksuit pants and they won't stay up. Come on. Yeah, so my saving grace was that I've never actually watched the show. So I went in there in ignorant bliss. I had no idea of how you should behave and the concepts of the whole show. So, that got me through it in my own particular way.
You basically did that show to pay off your tax bill.
Yeah, at the time I was in, in big trouble because I would never been really good at the academic side of being a pop star, like keeping your books and all that. And I got in, obviously behind on my tax bills, and I was in danger of losing my house at the time.
Oh, you kept your house though in the end, because you did.
Yeah, I did.
And you of course do Celebrity Gogglebox now. with Sean, I get the sense you've really been there for him and stepped in. Really,
and vice versa, we've been supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And, we've both played a role where we've had to look after each other every now and again.
Tell me a bit about meeting your other half.
Yeah, well, I first met through, it's 10 years ago now. I can't believe it's that long ago.
And we should say, you have kids, don't you? Obviously, from your...
Yeah. I've got two. One of my sons with me, he's been up here all weekend.
Yeah.
The other one, Arlo, I've been with this weekend. But yeah, I always have my sons around with me.
And tell me when you guys met then. Did you see her and think, I like her?
Me and my friend went out on an afternoon drinking session in Manchester one Friday afternoon. We went out early, like you do sometimes on the Friday. And we was walking past the bar, and one of the girls in there I knew, and she come running out and invited us for a drink.
Mm.
And our eyes met across our first lager, first sip, and I was like, I knew she was the woman for me. Yeah, so we met by chance, really. And she's out celebrating her birthday.
It's Fru, isn't it, I should call
her? Yeah, Fruza. We call her Fru for short.
And she's in a band. She's a musician.
Yeah, she's a singer in a band. She's away on tour at the moment. She's coming back tonight.
What would she say? Here's a question, Bez. What would Fru say is your best quality? And what's the thing that annoys her most about you?
I think what annoys her most is my untidiness. I make a mess. Like, she always complaining that I make a mess after she's just tidied up. And I don't think I've made a mess, but there you go. But before you come this morning, I've been cleaning the kitchen all day, all morning, so she does it moan when she gets back.
What do you like when you're angry?
I don't get angry two-minute moments, but it's a waste of energy, anger.
Mm.
And I try not to get involved in it. But I've had different moments. But I've done bare-knuckle fighting, I've done that once and all that. Done boxing. But that's not really anger, though, you know what I mean?
But that's what's interesting, is that you're someone who, let's be honest, can take care of themselves, given what you've been through and the life you've experienced. You've had to be. But there's nothing, I suppose, sinister or threatening, or you're very amiable and...
Well, that's how I try to be. I always say, life mirrors back to you what you give out.
Yeah.
And if you go around angry in the mood all the time, then that's what you'll encounter of other people. It reflects back to you what you're giving out. So I always try, go out and give the right feeling out to people and not, you know what I mean. Life reflects back to you, if I was going around and I was really angry with you, you'd be like you'd be getting pissed off back, you know what I mean?
Are you quite good at being straight with people? So let's say there's a mate who's annoyed you, would you just bring them up and say, look, I'm a bit pissed off about this, and deal with it? Or do you worry and think about things a bit?
Normally I have a short burst. That's when I have a little short, burst.
So what would you say? Let's say Sean has pissed you off.
I'll just call him a fucking and all that. I think it's kind of a northern thing. They never beat about the bush, really, with no feelings.
I quite like it, though. It's done. Yeah. It's finished. What's emotional, Bez, like? Do you cry? When did you last cry, Bez?
Sometimes I find myself crying at the weirdest things, you know what I mean? No, like, not crying, but getting all emotional, especially after a good weekend out.
What did you cry at last? Go on. What would you cry at?
Well, I found an old photo album of me two older sons when I was a young kid. And I was looking at it and it like made me emotional. I didn't cry, but felt emotional looking at it.
Are there any regrets you have or anything?
Well,
you've
learned? I don't live life with regret. What I always say is there's no such thing as a bad experience, just another moment of creating, your own awareness of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always say there's bad and good, they're all the same, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, it's just part of your life's journey. And there's no such thing as a bad moment. I took you on a shortened walk as well today. I've normally got one. It's normally a 5 mile walk I do.
Bez, are you kidding me? Can you imagine him?
Yeah.
He can't even do 5 metres.
Yeah, you know, Raymond would be dead when he got back from a 5 mile walk.
Would you have therapy ever, Bez?
No. Well, the nearest thing I've ever done to therapy is when I did this vision quest thing. Which is like going out into the wilderness, fasting for 4 days and 4 nights. And that's a form of self-psychology. And that's the nearest I've ever been to. No, a psychologist. But I would never go to a psychologist.
Why?
Well, I don't feel like I need to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite lucky. Because I've got the mindset I do have. I never feel like I need one. And life is full of lows and highs, and it's the natural rhythm of life. And I don't ever feel like I need any psychological help when I'm going through one of my low points.
Come here, Bez. Oh, here we go.
Come on, Raymond. Did he just walk all the way up there on his own?
No.
He looks lovely. Do you have to cut his hair for him?
Do you know, I take him to a special groomer, and you know these things, they're always called Dog on Fabulous,
right.
Hair of the Dog, these things, and they love him, he's the best behaved, he's never barked. Do you know what, I'm quite a strict disciplinarian. When I brought him home, he went, oh! I said, we don't do that.
But we do carry. I will carry you, but you're not barking.
Now, I wish I'd let him bark and taught him how to walk, Bez. So, here's the thing, you seem so happy, you've got an idyllic existence here, it seems. And I get the sense you've been quite clever about fame, Bez, and your work, because I have this sense of you being able to sort of dip in and out of it. It hasn't consumed your life.
Well, I enjoy life. And like I say, I just take what opportunity comes my way, you know what I mean? And I've been quite lucky. That's my festival van. Snoop's guarding his back door.
Look at them together. They're really cute together.
Yeah, they've accepted him without barking. They're normally barking at him.
Do you know what I see it like, Raymond and your two dogs? It's a bit like when you joined the Happy Mondays.
Yeah. Part of the band now.
So, Bez, we've got back to, I'm calling it Bez Towers. And it's so idyllic here, but what I love, and it's so contrived here, but you know what? There's still a touch of the old Hacienda boy. There's some hoodies here, brightly coloured.
No, they're my youngest lad's hoodies, and they're not mine. They're my youngest son's hoodies. I just pulled them out of the washing machine this morning.
Bez, it's been such a joy. Well, listen, and I really recommend that everybody, you should buy a copy of this book, because it's so fascinating. I kind of couldn't put it down because you've had such an extraordinary life. Well, Bez, you know what? I had a feeling I was going to like you. I knew I was going to get good vibes. I've always had good vibes about you.
Oh, nice one. Thank you.
Have you enjoyed doing this?
Yeah, it's been lovely. I love walking the dogs. It's one of my favourite parts of the day. Because when I go out with the dogs, they always have time to think. And I've got all my different favourite spots where I stop for a rest. You sat in one of them, so in the middle of the woods. So, yeah, I've got all these little spots that I love. And I'm really lucky because I never have to put the dogs on a lead.
Bez, what have you thought of Raymond? What do you make of Raymond, Bez?
Well, I think I think he's almost became a country dog today. He actually done a bit of walking. He went through the brambles nearly. Did a bit of wood hopping. He's lovely though, Raymond. He's such a cute dog.
Do you think so?
Yeah, spoiled but cute.
Oh, Bez, what's that? What do you get that out of him, Bez? It's like a speckle thing. What do we...
Oh, it's a bit of hair, bramble.
Oh, take the bramble out, Bez.
He's got a bit of bramble. Oh, he's got a sticky bob, look.
What's that?
One of them sticky bobs that stick on you.
Ray, Uncle Bez is helping you. You know what, Bez, I love that you're a granddad now.
Yeah, how funny is that?
What do your they call you?
He calls me Grandad Bez. But the great thing about it, one year I took him to Glastonbury, and he's only young, and he needed to go into hospital afterwards because he had grommets in his ears. And he went under the anaesthetic, and he came out of the anaesthetic talking about Grandad Bez to all the nurses and his experience at Glastonbury.
Bez, any time you guys want a dog sit, please.
Yeah.
Ray, would you like to come and stay with Bez again? Will you look after him, Uncle Bez? You wouldn't? Would you take him to parties and lead him astray?
Well, you know what? They're quite good at parties, my dogs, now, because we're always having parties at my bar there. And we've had somewhat go on for days on end. At first, they hated loud music, but they've grown accustomed to it now.
You can't be Bez's dog and not like loud music. Bez, will you say goodbye to Raymond?
Raymond, give us your paw. Give me your paw. Bye-bye. Give me your paw. Bye-bye.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to that. And do remember to rate, review and subscribe on iTunes. Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.